Retroperitoneal fibrosis is the tongue-twisting name of an inflammatory condition that ultimately constricts urine flow, resulting in pain and other symptoms. Paul Scheel, a kidney expert at Johns Hopkins, and colleagues have developed a way to treat it that doesn't involve surgery.
Retroperitoneal fibrosis is inflammation and fibrosis that occurs around the aorta below the level of the renal vessels. It's very common for patients to present with weight loss, pain, and a number of other vague symptoms and undergo diagnostic workup for up to 2 years before a diagnosis is finally reached. Historically, retroperitoneal fibrosis was treated surgically. In our initial regimen, we chose prednisone at 40 milligrams to start with 10 milligrams of taper per month, and we added mycophenolate or CellCept as a steroid-sparing agent initially. What we later discovered is that CellCept has antifibrotic properties.
Scheel says the regimen is gaining attention for other autoimmune conditions where fibrosis results. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.